At this time, we would like to welcome you to Spiritual Talk Radio. This program is here to educate, encourage, and empower you, and we do this by providing you with spiritual teaching and free readings from psychic medium Michael and his guests. Check out www.spiritualtalkradio.net to see all that has taken place here already and all that is ahead. We would like to encourage you to be a part of the program by calling in at 1-347-327-9316. Our lines will open later on in the program, and you will be notified by Michael when this happens. Now sit back, relax, and let's see what Spirit has in store for you and I today on Spiritual Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. We will be right back.
There's nothing to fear. Your love is Surprise, surprise. Welcome to Spiritual Talk Radio. And I know. I said I wasn't going to be here, but Spirit woke me up this morning and said that I needed to be here. And so here we are. If you would like to be a part of the program, right now we don't have any callers. So 347-327-9316 will get you on air with me. And we'll be doing readings throughout the program tonight. So that is if you call in, 347-327-9316. Otherwise, we'll just sit here and talk. And let's not get my computer restarted right now. My computer just said restart or we'll wait. So, okay. So, you know, hey, it's live radio. So those things happen in our lives. The one thing I want us to do tonight as we get ready to go into the program, first of all, let's talk about the card for tonight, and then we're going to do some exercises here. The Gaia, my Gaia deck, comes the Winter's End card. On the bottom of this card, it says regeneration, rebirth, positive outcome. I want to focus on those three words right now. Regeneration, rebirth, positive outcome. What does regeneration mean? Good question. What I believe it is, in my opinion, is just starting you over. Just, you know, a fresh start, a new start. And, you know, that's where rebirth is. That's where we are right now. We're in this place of rebirth, finding who we are. And for a lot of us, that's been a challenge to find out who we are. I know for me in my life, it's been a process, a long, drawn-out process of a rebirth, finding out truly who I am. And I believe that I'm stepping into that place. Do I believe that I'm totally there yet? No. But I do believe that I'm stepping more into that place than I've ever had before. And then there's going to be positive outcome. The one thing that I really like about 2013 is that I feel like that there's a lot of positives. And tonight I'm going to be making some predictions. So you might want to get you a pen, a paper, or whatever. We're going to be talking tonight about what I believe is ahead. You know, what Spirit has shown me and stuff like that. The other thing I will tell you, though, is all things are subject to change. And the one thing about predictions, and I've seen another prediction show, and I saw in their chat room, this question came in their chat room when they were making predictions. And I want to clear something up here. What I'm about to do is I'm going to tell you what I'm seeing right now. That's what a reader does. They see your life right now. They see the world as it is right now. The predictions that I'm about to make could change. And some of them, I hope, does change. So just keep that in the back of your mind. And because they ask the question that goes, well, when these predictions are wrong, then what? Well, I don't believe there's right or wrong. I believe that there is what we see and there's what we see at the moment. And that's what I'm about to tell you for 2013, what I'm seeing for 2013 as it stands right now in time. But before we get there, I just want us to just focus on us for a minute. And what I mean by that is I really want you to look at your energy, and I'm going to teach you how to do that really quick. I'm going to teach you how to scan your energy. I haven't taught this before, and I'm going to do mine, so this is a good way to help you with yours. So an energy scan, because I believe that we all have energy centers. We have 7 major energy centers. We're going to go over them in case you're new to the program. We're going to start from the ground up, okay? So the first chakra is your root chakra. So what I want you to do is I want you to visualize roots at the moment going into Mother Earth and grounding yourself. So we're going to do this from our root chakra. And so I want you to visualize roots going out of you. And then as we move up through these chakras, I want you to just pause. We're going to pause while we check these chakras. I'm going to take a breath. And while we're doing this, I want you to take a breath. I want you to breathe. And as you're breathing, when we get to each chakra, I want you to take a deep breath in and then breathe out. And if it feels uncomfortable to you, or you don't feel like that chakra is totally open, we're going to teach you how to open them here after we check them, okay? So let's go to our root chakra. I want you to take a deep breath in with me and breathe out. And I want you to visualize that chakra, which is at the very base of you. Now let's move up to the next chakra, which will be the second chakra, and it's the sacral chakra. It's located right above the root chakra, just a little bit above there, all right, about waist height here. All right, take a deep breath in, breathe out. Okay, the next chakra will be your third chakra. It is the solar plexus. It's where your emotions are held. And it's right a little bit right about where your navel is. So that's where it's located. It's like in the pit of the stomach. You know, a lot of times we say, you know, there's a feeling in the pit of my stomach. That's where your solar plexus is. That's where your emotion is. So let's take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Okay, the next chakra will be your fourth chakra, and it is your heart chakra. And it is located right in the middle of you, a little bit to the right of your real heart. Right in the center there. Take a deep breath in. Breathe out. Okay, next chakra. A lot of people have problems with this next chakra. It's located right at your throat, and it is the fifth chakra, and it is the throat chakra. It's your voice, it's you speaking, it's you expressing yourself. It's the throat chakra. So let's take a deep breath in, and let's breathe out. The next chakra will be the sixth chakra, and it's been called the third eye. It's your intuitive abilities. It's located right above your brow, right about there, right between your eyes there, and it's where your intuitive abilities is, where you can see spirit, where you can see all these things. This is your third eye. Let's take a deep breath in. And let's breathe out. The last chakra is the crown chakra. It's a little bit, a lot of people get confused with this chakra. A lot of people think that it's right at the crown of your head. It actually sits a little bit above your head, actually. A few inches above you is your crown chakra, and it's located right above you. This is your connection with source, connection with spirit. Some people have problems with this. It's the crown chakra, and it's located right above your head. Let's take a deep breath in. And let's breathe out. Okay, now, during any of that time, if you feel like there was a blockage, if you felt like there was something that just didn't seem right to you, I'm going to teach you how to go back to that chakra and how to help heal that, okay, how to open that. So the next thing I want you to do while we're teaching you this, I want everybody that's listening to me, first of all, I want you to rub your hands together, okay, in front of you. Put them in a position of prayer and then just rub them together. And then take them apart a little bit. And then between there, some of you are going to be able to see like a squiggly little line between your hands, I can see mine. My hands are a little bit farther apart probably than yours. But you, right between there, if you focus, you can feel some energy. Okay? It's like an energy ball. Okay? So what we're going to do, we're going to expand our energy ball that's between your hands right now. And what I want you to do is just see that thing between you beginning to form into a ball. I want you to see and visualize a ball, okay? And then as you're visualizing this energy ball, I want you to expand it. I want you to bring it out farther and farther and farther. You can make it as big as you want, but I want you to do that. Now, what I want you to do after you're doing that, I want you to put your hands back together, and I want you to rub them together very fast, okay? Then I want you to go to whatever chakra, and most people, your power hand is your right hand. And so what I want you to do is I want you to take whatever chakra you think you're having problems with, I want you to take your right hand and hold it about an inch away from that chakra. Remember where the chakras were. Base, up, 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 up. And they're all run down the center of you. Okay? So if you had a problem at a certain one, I want you to put your right hand a little bit, not touching your body, but a little bit outside of your body. And then I want you to put your left hand over your right hand. Okay? Not touching your right hand. Your left hand a little bit about an inch away from your right hand. And I want you to focus energy, okay? What we're going to do is we're going to focus energy to light. I want you to feel light going out of your right hand into that chakra, okay? You can do this. You guys are really good. Come on. You can do this. Don't let your brain tell you you can't do this, okay? Your brain doesn't want you to do this, but you can do it, okay? I believe in you, all right? So... remember that song we played, Within You? There's a power within you. It's all source, all strength. It's within you, okay? I'm teaching you how to do some things tonight, okay? So you're feeling that? Now what I want you to do is I want you to take your... okay, imagine, because you're going to have to visualize this, I want you to imagine a clock laying on your chest looking out. This is very important, so be sure you go the right direction here, okay? I want you to take your right hand again, right where that chakra is having problems, and I want you to leave your left hand in place, but move your right hand in a clockwise motion, okay? And as you're doing a clockwise motion, what I want you to do is I want you to start moving your hands forward, away from you, okay? I want you to start pulling that out. But we'll start with clockwise motion right at your chakra. Take your right hand. Go clockwise motion. Be sure you're going clockwise. Please be sure you're going clockwise. This is very important that you're going clockwise. Okay. And then pull that out. Okay. You're opening that chakra right now. That's what you're doing by moving your hand right in a clockwise motion. You're opening that chakra. Okay. You can do this with any other chakras. We're going to move on, but you can do this with any other chakras that are having problems. And you can do this anytime by yourself. And if you forgot how to do this, you can come back to this program. The shows are all archived. You can come back to this program and listen to this again. But be sure that when you're opening your chakras, be sure you go in a clockwise motion and open that chakra. The way to also check chakras to see if they're open is you could have... if you have a buddy around you, you can get you a pendulum, and you can lay on a bed or on the floor or whatever's comfortable for you. You can have your buddy take that and run it right above your chakras. And if that pendulum starts moving in a clockwise motion, which it should, then you know that chakra is open. It should be spinning. If it's not spinning very fast, then that means your chakras are closed or that they're not working totally the way they are. Your chakras are spinning circles inside of you. They're like wheels, and so they all work together. It's like the best way I can explain it to you is like a spokes in a wheel. they all work together, okay, to keep you balanced. And a lot of times when you're feeling lightheaded, when you're feeling a little, you know, dizzy and stuff, most of the time, for me anyhow, that's meaning that I'm not grounded, that my root chakra is having problems. So that is the chakras that you really need to watch, and I feel like a lot of people have problems with these chakras, is your throat chakra, because a lot of us are taught not to speak our truth, not to speak what is on our minds. You know, we've been taught this from a very early age, so a lot of you are going to have problems with your throat chakra. How this is going to appear is going to be sore throats, you have trouble swallowing, maybe even have some speech problems. That's because your throat chakra is like, you can almost feel like sometimes, can you feel that? Sometimes you can feel like somebody's pinching your throat, like almost choking you. That's your throat chakra not being open, okay? The other problem sometimes people have, a lot of us are very emotional. A lot of us are very emotional-based. So the other chakra is going to be a problem area, is going to be your solar plexus. This is going to show up with digestion problems, belly aches, things like that, because your emotions are right there. So, you know, maybe you're going to have problems that way. So really pay attention to that. The next chakra some people will have problems with is your heart chakra, because a lot of us, unfortunately, don't really love ourselves. That's unfortunate, and hopefully this program can help you change that. But right now, for a lot of you, that's where you are, and that's okay for right now, but we don't want you to stay there. So you're going to have some problems there possibly. But, you know, you can have problems in any area of your life. And so just check your chakras, really pay attention to them. And if you have questions about chakras, and we're going to be getting into chakras more into the program, probably looks like to me, maybe in February. So I'm going to be going over this again. But tonight I just felt like that we needed to run down that and deal with that, okay? So hopefully that helped you. Now, we didn't do our opening prayer, so let's go to our opening prayer. And all of that was free. That really didn't have anything to do with tonight's program. So that was all free and didn't cost you anything. Our phone lines are open, 347-327-9316. It does look like I have a call that came in. 347-327-9316. If you would like to call in, that's great. And the other thing, when I'm talking, don't be afraid to call in. Just because I'm talking doesn't mean you can't call in here. Because my main purpose is to help you. And if you're having a bad day or if you just need somebody to talk to, that's why I'm here. Okay. 347-327-9316. Cause we're all in this together. And, you know, I want you to know that, you know, I don't want you to ever feel alone. And, you know, most of my life I felt alone, and I'm probably going to talk about that here in a little bit. But first of all, Stephen is telling me that I need to pray, so let's go and open with prayer. Father, Mother God, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for the energy centers that are inside of us. We thank you for the gifts that you have placed in each one of us. For we are all special, and we are all unique, and we all have a purpose, and we all have a thing that you want us to do. And Father, Mother, God, let us find that purpose. Let us step into that place. And as we go into a place of regeneration and rebirth, as we're stepping into that place, let us know that you're right there with us, that you are right there helping us at every moment, every second of our lives. And Father, Mother, God, right now, if there is somebody that is having some energy problems, Father, Mother, God, right now, from the top of their head to the soles of their feet, I'm sending energy into them. I want them to feel that. I want them to sense that. I want them to feel those angels that are around them right now, ministering unto them. I just feel like that somebody's battling a sickness right now in their body. And Father, Mother, God, that's been brought on by stress. And I just pray right now that you would begin to lift that stress away from them, that their immune system can fight this off. And Father, Mother, God, let us know that when we are stressed out, that our immune system is weak. That causes our immune system to go weak. And Father, Mother, God, right now, strengthen everybody's immune system right now. And Father, Mother, God, right now I just pray for my listeners as always. I just pray that you would just meet their needs tonight. And Father, Mother, God, that you would use me as that vessel to speak to them tonight. Father, Mother, God, talking about me, let's get me out of the way completely and totally, and that you can use me in any way that you want to do tonight. Because I am, at this moment in time, stepping out of the way and letting you step forward into me and to use me. And Father, Mother, God, I thank you for Stephen, because I do feel like that Stephen will be talking here tonight. I do appreciate him as my spirit guide. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that knowing, for that trust, for the love that you put in me. And that I'm feeling right now. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for that. I thank you for just being in me and being a part of me and me being a part of you. And Father, Mother, God, for being able to teach that to the listeners that are listening to me right now. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I don't know exactly why I'm praying like this, but tonight I just pray for Andrew Keith, which will be with us tomorrow. And Father, Mother, God, right now, I just pray that you would just begin to touch him, that you would begin to give him whatever you want him to give us tomorrow. And Father, Mother, God, I just thank you for him, and I thank you for the abilities inside of him, and I thank you for Sean last night and all the guests I've had. And I thank you for this program, and I thank you for your leadership in my life that led me to this program. And to produce this program and to get this program where it needs to be. Continue to lead us, continue to guide us, continue to direct us in everything that we do. Surround us right now with that white light of the Holy Spirit. Send angels unto us to minister unto our needs. And we say namaste. And we say amen. All right. You're going to pause right there. Oh, yeah, I was listening. Let's talk to 323. Could you say your name for me, please?
Hi, Michael.
Hi.
It's Yvette.
Yvette? Hey, Yvette, yes. How can I help you?
Can I ask for our divine message from Spirit?
Yes, and it would help me, Yvette, if you could tell me a direction, if there's a particular direction that would just give me a place.
Let's go in love. Manifesting the divine mate.
Okay, the divine mate. Well, that's a good thing. We want a divine mate for you. The really interesting thing about is that immediately I keep hearing he's on his way. I keep hearing that over and over and over and over and over. And so, good thing. They're also telling me that you've done the work to get you into that.
I have.
You've done healing. You've done a lot of soul searching. You let go of a lot of stuff, and so you're ready for this. That's a good thing. There's a lot of people out there that aren't ready for relationships, you know, but they want those. But you're going in this because you want to share the love you have. You don't want this person to come in to fix you. You're already okay and whole. Mm-hmm. That stuff. You just want somebody to share your life with and go out to eat with and, you know, hang out with. That person's coming. I'm going to say about 3 months out, so this would put you, looks like about April. This person is stepping in. I feel like it's going to be April. I feel like it's actually looks like to me mid-April. Mid-April. Now, hold on. I'm going to back up for just a second here because I might be changing this really quick. Because I'm seeing around Easter, and I think that Easter is in March this year. So I'm going to say probably the later part of March. This is where they're going to step in, but I don't really see them going out with you maybe until mid-April, but I feel like that they might be coming in around Easter, maybe you meet them around Easter and stuff like that, and also Easter is a time of resurrection and stuff like that, and it's up on Easter here, about your love coming back, all that stuff, because I feel like that there was a relationship that really hurt you. And so I feel like that's healed and now in a place to move forward. So,
Can you tell me anything about the person?
Yeah, I was getting ready to, but thanks. But yeah, I feel like that the person is very trustworthy, very open spiritually. Very open spiritually, actually. I would say they're also a healer or something like that. I keep feeling like that they're a Reiki master. Definitely do see a lot of healing. Feel like that they would probably maybe even have their own healing business or maybe a healing center or something like that. Because I definitely keep seeing a lot of healing around them. So that's a good thing. Because they're really open to spirituality, they're really open to this. I'm really going to help you open up more and more and more. So that's going to be a good thing. I keep picking up dark colored hair. It looks either black, really dark brown. I'm really having a hard time telling if it's black or brown. But it's a very dark color. I can actually see their eyes as well. Their eyes are brown, and really beautiful. And when I'm looking into their eyes, the one thing that I like about this guy is I can see his heart, and his heart is very pure. Definitely would pour love into you. He would love you beyond anything that you've ever even imagined. So that's all I'm really picking up on him. But those are good things.
That's pretty amazing. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you for calling in, and hopefully I've helped.
Yeah. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. All right. Bye-bye. All right. Phone lines are open. 347-327-9316. Otherwise you get to hear me talk. And, I guess that's not a bad thing either, but, 347-327-9316. Phone lines are open. For a lot of people, yeah, you don't know why I'm even here, so that's okay. Luckily, you'll listen to the show archive. The one thing I want to go back to tonight, I want to go back in time a little bit. I'm gonna step into my time machine here, and I'm gonna go back in my life for just a minute, and we're gonna talk about knowing tonight. And as we talk about knowing, I will make some predictions off and on here. But tonight, let's talk about knowing. What is that? What is knowing? Knowing to me is just that, knowing. Knowing, you know, about who we are, who we truly are, who spirit is. You know, knowing where we're headed, knowing what we want in our lives. That's knowing to me. And I don't know, but I remember when I was very young, I'd say probably maybe around, let's say about 5, I just started feeling something around me. I mean, I totally didn't understand it, but I started feeling it. And for a lot of you, and we're going to go slow here. I'm not in a big hurry tonight. And if I need to, I can even extend this program. So we're not in a big hurry, because this is very important. So about 5, I began to start feeling something. Something I didn't totally understand. Something that in some ways maybe scared me. You know, because I just didn't know what I was feeling. Because I didn't, you know, just didn't know. I'm young. And for a lot of you, the first thing that is happening on your spiritual journey here is a lot of times you're feeling something. You're feeling something that you can't really see, that you really can't reach out and grab. So your mind is telling you that you can't trust that. Your mind is telling you that's not real. Because your mind, like we've talked many times so far on these teaching series, your mind is not your best friend. Okay? Your mind wants to keep you under control. And if to do that, your mind is going to tell you you can't trust. You can't trust anything outside of you. You can't trust anything that you cannot put your hands on. Like right now, I got my hands on the table in front of me. I can feel that table. I can hit on that table. I know that table's real. Right? But I can't really see the spirit with outside of me. I mean, there's a spirit world around us. Okay? There's a spirit world that's around us and in us. Okay? So, to begin with, when I was 5, I began to feel something. And I don't really think I was afraid of it. I felt like it was something that was familiar to me. It was like a sense of home. It was like something that I had known. So I wasn't really afraid of it. And I think a lot of us begin that way, and we're not afraid of it because it's a part of us. We haven't been programmed yet. Please listen. We haven't been programmed yet to be afraid of it. We haven't been programmed to not trust it. So we just trust, we know, we feel. So as I got older, about 6 and 7, six I began to meet my spirit guide, Stephen, which we'll be channeling here later. And I began to talk to him, began to experience. Again, wasn't afraid. Hadn't been talked that yet. 7, I began to see things underneath my bed, things coming out of my walls, things coming out of the floor. Not afraid of any of them because, again, I had not been taught that I couldn't trust us. That there was just a knowing, there was just a safety, there was just a feeling that this is okay, this is normal. You've heard many of my guests said that they didn't know that nobody else was like this. It was just something that they thought everybody was like, because everybody is. When a newborn baby, let's go here, when a newborn baby is born on planet Earth, they're a clean slate. They don't have any stuff yet. Only their mission, only their purpose, only why they came. And each of you, when you came to planet Earth, including myself, there are going to be some people that's about to disagree with what I'm about to say, but that's okay. This is my belief. This is how I believe, and this is how I feel. This belief system that I'm about to tell you can change. And anything I say tonight, if it doesn't resonate with you, throw it out, because I don't want you taking something just because I'm saying it. If it doesn't resonate with your spirit, toss it out. Put it in the trash can. It's not going to hurt my feelings. I don't want you to buy everything that I'm saying. Now, can anybody tell me where I was? we go back to trusting, knowing. Oh, clean slate. Okay, we're a clean slate. We don't have anything inside of us. We don't have anything there. And so we don't have fear. We don't have trust issues. We don't have anger. We don't have all this stuff when we are born. So where does it come from? Where does all this other stuff come from? It's belief systems that we learn. A belief system is just that, a belief system. It is something that is taught you by your environment, by the people around you. Most of the time it comes from your parents, because they're the first people that get to handle you, talk to you, and you know, they're your teachers. And now if they've had problems, maybe their parents didn't teach them totally, you know, everything that they needed to know. Remember I said, you know, let's lighten up and be careful with how much judgment we put on our parents, how much stuff we put on them. Because parents are only taught, can only teach us what they know. And this was something that I learned with my own parents. And I want to just open up a little bit here. One thing that for a long time I had some resentment towards my folks because of some of the things that happened in my own childhood, some of the things that happened in my own life. And one day I was out riding my bike, and I guess maybe I was meditating. I don't know. I didn't know what you called all this back then. So give me a break. I didn't know all the stuff I know now. But I was out riding my bike and just riding and riding, and I was mad. I really didn't care, you know, about my parents that much. You know, I think I was a teenager, and I think during those teenage years, I don't know, I think our brains go haywire a little bit. I don't know what's going on in our heads. But you know, I was just like, just had a lot of resentment and some anger that I really just didn't know. Things were, you know, my body was changing. A whole bunch of things in my life was changing at that point. And so I was just like, ugh, I can't stand the world around me. And so then all of a sudden, I blamed everything on my parents. I thought, man, my parents don't know nothing. I know everything, and I don't know why they don't ask me for advice. But then Spirit told me this. Spirit said that my parents did the best they could with what they had. We can only teach what we have. We can only give you what we have. It's just like me as a spiritual teacher. I can only give you what I have. I can't give you something that I don't have yet. I can't give you something I don't have. But also, I think that a lot of times when we're blaming other people for problems in our lives, we think that it's taking the focus off of us, and it's really easy to say, well, I would be okay if so-and-so just treated me different, or so-and-so would love me a little more, or so-and-so did this, then I'd be okay, and it was all their fault. That is a bunch of malarkey. It's not their fault. We make choices. You all make choices. I make choices. I made choice tonight to be here on air. I make a choice to talk to you right now. I'm making a choice to, you know, squeeze my foot. I'm making choices and decisions. Every second, we're making a choice. Some other choices of our lives are going to be like a rock being thrown into a pond, and we're going to have ripple effects. When we make an action, when we do something, we affect the whole pond. And what I mean by the whole pond is that we affect the world. And you're going, well, Michael, I don't believe that. I don't believe that my things is affecting anybody. But they are. Because I believe that we're all connected. We're all hooked together. We all have the spirit within. We play that song within me. And let's go back to when I was younger, because I think I got off on a sidecar here somewhere. But within me, you know, when I was younger, I just knew within me that there was this knowing that there was something higher than me, something bigger than me, something beyond me. And there was always a sense of a different world, like I didn't belong here. Anybody felt like you just don't belong here? That's that knowing that's inside of each one of us. It's sort of like a homing device. It's like a built-in homing device that wants you to return to home, return to center, return to spirit. It's that come home thing. And sometimes, man, sometimes you can feel that. Sometimes if you're just quiet enough, sometimes you can just hear that whisper, come home. And I don't mean like leave your body and pass and that. You don't have to do that to go home. You can go into return to the center of you, return to that heart. Remember we talked about the heart chakra. Going into that heart of spirit where spirit wants to talk to you and where Spirit wants to love you and where Spirit wants to reach out and help you in every area of your life. And it's just that knowing, and I am so glad that I've always known that. There's always been a covering over me, something that just says, hey, you know, Michael, it's going to be okay. You're going to have a positive outcome. You're going to be okay. But I will tell you, there's been times in Michael's life, in my life, that sometimes I didn't see that, you know. But the one thing I want to say is that even though that we may get off course a little bit, even though that we may make choices that maybe we shouldn't, the Spirit within you is never going anywhere. It's going to be right there. It's going to love you. It still loves you. It's still a part of you. It's never gone anywhere. That knowing that was born into you hasn't gone anywhere. Now, you don't have to tap into it. You don't have to use it. You don't have to even acknowledge it. But it's right there. It's within you. For a lot of you, this is what's happening right now. You're awakening. You're in the process of awakening. One of the things that I see for 2013 is that I see a major breakthrough in spirituality. The biggest thing that I see for 2013 is that. I feel like that as we begin to open up more, you're going to see this in every area of our world because our world is changing. You're going to see this in government. You're going to see this in health. You're going to see this in education. You're going to see this in every area. And it's going to be like a ripple. What I keep seeing is waves. And it actually is going to start from the center of our world and go out. So it's going to be like waves, like sound waves almost, just that I keep seeing covering over the planet. And as this happens, you're going to see a lot of things change. A lot of churches, the way that some of the churches in our country are right now, are going to be changing. Some of their belief systems are going to be changing. Some of those things that they've been holding on to, you're going to see traditions, you know, be falling to the wayside a little bit. Because people are going to be beginning to go into the center of them, and that's what Spirit's been wanting for years now. Since about 2010, Spirit has been working on us to get us into this position. So about 2010, we began to feel this awakening. We began to feel this pull to center. So this started about 2010, and that's where we are now, is we're right on the tip. Sean talked about this last night. You know, we're right there. You know, this is just beginning, but we're going to keep continuing moving forward. Definitely see waves and waves of spirituality. Now, talking about religion, I will tell you that I do see some things going on with the Catholic Church. Looks like possibly change of leadership, maybe some other changes of the way they do things. Maybe that's what I'm seeing. Again, that's the biggest thing that I'm seeing is a lot of people are going to be changing the way we do things. This is also going to be seen in government in 2013. And especially as we go on, by the time we get to an election again, you're going to see major changes in parties. You're going to see major changes in the way we do government. The way that we do government as is, by 2016, I feel like will be a total different way of how we do things. So by then, it's going to look like total different to us. We still will probably have a president, have some of that stuff, but what I see is definitely a change in politics. You are going to see the one thing that I really like that I do see is more community. I feel like that, you know, by, you know, probably for at least the next couple of years here, with the government. You're still going to have this fighting stuff going on because they're trying to hold on to a system that is no longer working. And so they're having a hard time, so give them a break. They're awakening also, and they just don't know what's going on with them. So give them a break a little bit. But I would say by 2014, you're going to see this inner fighting that's going on in our country right now, not there so much. Because belief systems are changing. The way we do things are changing. I do see money changing, but I also will tell you that I see Sean mentioned this last night, and I totally agree with him. I do feel like that this year you're going to see a lot more jobs popping up, but they're going to be different jobs. They're not going to be the same way we were doing things. They're going to be more more energy efficient jobs. They're going to be more green jobs. Definitely do feel like that we're going more green, focusing on Mother Earth, really focusing on healing Mother Earth and working with Mother Earth. So I do feel like that that's more. I do feel like that the wind industry, the people that make the windmills and stuff like that, I do feel like that that's a huge industry. And I also will tell you that I do feel like that there are more solar power. I feel like that we are going to see more solar powered things, more in our schools. More in hospitals, really harnessing solar power. Definitely do see that. Let's see, what else do I see? Talking about Mother Earth, I will tell you that I do feel like that this year, especially this year, is going to be still, for the next couple years, this would be 2013, 2014, still definitely see the planet being very volatile for a while. Probably in a lot of other countries outside of the United States. Feel like that there, this looks like maybe Japan to me. Feel like that there could be a volcano that erupts or something like that. I keep seeing some kind of an eruption. I don't know exactly what I'm seeing. I will explain. When a seer like myself begins to see things, we see puzzle pieces that sometimes it's really hard for us to figure exactly what we're seeing at the moment. But I do see something very volatile in Japan. This might be some internal fighting as well. Do feel like that maybe Japan, this looks like internal fighting to me. I feel like that there's an eruption, a change of government maybe out there. Also, I feel like that this would be also for China. I feel like that there's some changes in China that's coming up. Also, it does look like the person that's in charge of North Korea right now, feel like that there's a change in power there as well. As far as the United States goes, definitely see something, the way we travel, I feel like it's going to be changing a little bit. And the other thing, let's go back to spirituality. The other thing that I feel like is going to be coming more into play here is that your mind is, you're going to start being able to communicate without words. A lot of you are already feeling that. A lot of you are already experiencing that. You can almost feel, like if you're in a room with somebody, you can almost feel their thoughts. A lot of you don't know exactly what's going on with that, and it's sort of scaring you, but you can also already feel that. I feel like that as we go into 2013, that's going to be something that becomes more developed, if you allow that to develop. The other thing that I see a lot more in spirituality, I do feel like that a lot more people are going to really start teaching. I feel like that there's a need for teaching. You're going to have more books out there to help you develop your spirituality, how to tap into some of these gifts that are inside of you, because a lot of you don't understand it. That's the reason why I'm putting what I'm putting into play, because I feel like that we need to teach more. There's a place for reading, there's a time for that, but I also feel like that there's a time for teaching, and there's a time that we need to learn. I do feel like alternative health. Let's talk about alternative health. I definitely feel like alternative health is definitely going to increase. You're going to see this more in major hospitals. You're going to see major doctors speaking about this, coming out, saying that they're understanding this more and more, and you're going to definitely see that. As far as health goes, I will tell you that this winter, it does look like this flu that we're having right now could turn into a worldwide epidemic if we're not careful. I don't want to scare you, but that's what I'm feeling right now. We really need to be careful here. Also, the one thing that I will tell you is really during this flu season, check on the elderly. They're more accessible to this virus that is coming out right now. I'm not trying to put fear out there because there's enough fear out there. But what I'm telling you is that I do feel like that this flu season is going to be really harsh. So I would take precautions, be sure that you wash your hands a lot, eat right. One thing, don't get stressed out. Because, like I said earlier, when you're stressed out, your immune system is weaker. So don't let fear come in here because that will delete your immune system, which will make you more accessible to this bug. So keep your immune system up by not stressing out about these things. The other thing that I see in this country, I do see by 2014, you're going to see a change in the way we educate our children. The system that we're using now is not exactly working very well. We've tried different things like homeschooling and things like that, but I do feel like education is going to be different. As you go into 2014, you're going to see this more. I feel like that technology is going to be a big thing. I feel like that maybe even schools as we know them now might not even be there. I mean, I feel like a lot of stuff will be done by computers and, you can interact with that way. But the other thing I will tell you is I do see a lot of more social involvement. I feel like that there is going to be some changes in that as we go out of 2013 into 2014. But I definitely see that very more social. Sort of back in the day, when people knew their neighbors and, knew what was going on around them, more focused on that. The other thing that I see for this year, and as we go into 2014, back to energy efficiency, I really feel like that you're going to see different cars. You're going to see different things coming out. I feel like that because the one thing that Spirit wants us to do is to get away from our dependency on oil. Really want us to get away from that. We're too dependent on that. And also that makes us very vulnerable to other countries. So really wants us to step away from that. So I feel like that there's going to be a change in that. The other thing, and I would agree with Sean on this. Sean mentioned this last night, so I'm just going to hit again tonight. As I'm making predictions, Sean really didn't see any major wars. I don't really see any major wars. I feel like there's potentials out there that there could be some uprisings, but I don't really see anything major for 2013 for the United States. I don't see us being into anything. Now, does that change as we go into other years? I can't see that right now. But as far as 2013, I don't see any major wars. Actually, I see a decrease in that. I see where we're not building up for that. You can already see that. You can already feel that. A lot of recruiting offices are not even hiring right now. So there's a decrease in that. That's a good thing. That's a major a change, which is good. The other thing that I see for the United States as we go into the later part of 2013, I don't see us getting involved with a lot of other countries. Now, the one thing that I do see, I feel like that we are going to be building an alliance. And the one thing that I do see a change in is the way the UN is operated. I do feel like that there is going to be some kind of a different way that that operates. I would see that more towards the end of 2013, maybe going into 2014. But I do feel like that that's going to change a little bit. But our financial situation begins to increase and gets better. You can already see signs of this. Sean mentioned this last night about the housing market. the first thing that was affected by the crisis that we used to be in is the housing market. And they said that the first sign of recovery would be that market. That market is slowly recovering and coming out of this. This is, you know, folks, we didn't get into this overnight. And so this process has been slow. We've all been affected by it in one way or another. But I will tell you that it is changing. It is getting better. And definitely see that. Going back to weather, I do feel like that, like I said, for the next couple of years, the weather is going to be very volatile. The earth is changing, just like we're changing. And so there are going to be some volatile moments on our planet. Talking about vulnerable moments, it does look like the tornado season that will be coming up around, looks like about March, April, May would be a threat, especially in Oklahoma, Texas, unfortunately where I live, Kansas, Missouri, are going to be very vulnerable to tornadoes this year. I feel like that this is going to be a huge outbreak of tornadoes this year, even bigger than a couple years ago. So unfortunately, and that can change, and I'm hoping that's changing because I do see some problems with that. We won't go into details because I don't want to create things. But I do feel like that the tornado season will be a little volatile this year. The other thing that I see will be vulnerable, again, the East Coast. Hurricane season for the East Coast, especially this year, it is still going to be a major issue this year. Unfortunately, I wish I could tell you something different. Just be prepared. Be sure that you evacuate when they tell you to evacuate. Please listen to warning systems. I do feel, again, that New York, Washington, D.C. are big, huge targets, again, for hurricanes this year. Unfortunately, I wish I could tell you something different. I have a lot of my listeners in New York, so just pay attention. But I do feel like that New York would probably possibly get hit again by a major storm system. Let's move over to the West Coast. West Coast, don't really see any major problems with the West Coast. The one thing on the West Coast that I'm seeing could be extreme heat again. I feel like that we're in a major drought. I feel like that Texas is going to really suffer this year from heat. Again, unfortunately, I wish I could say something different. But I would say that the West Coast, Texas, and up on the West Coast, especially Arizona, Mexico, that area, definitely feel very heat problems there. Does look like a major breakout. I cannot tell you a major blackout, not breakout, blackout of a major city. I can't really tell you what city this is, but this is a major city. Maybe possibly Chicago. Looks like a blackout of some sort. This looks like more summer to me because, again, it's around when it's warm outside. I can feel heat. So this would be more summer. Looks like maybe May to me, June maybe on this. Unfortunately, I wish I could tell you something different exactly on this, especially on what I'm about to say. But I do feel like that there, unfortunately, I do feel like that there's going to be more violence in the United States due to guns. But there's a reason why this is happening. Spirit's trying to change something in our country. And unfortunately, there's going to have to be more stuff that happens to get people's attention. And unfortunately, that's what I'm seeing. I don't see any major terrorist attacks, which is good for 2013. I don't see any of that. That's a good thing. Now, for other countries, let's go to other countries really quick. I do feel like that, like England, that area. I have a lot of listeners there. I have readers that have been on our program that live over there. I do feel like that, again, your economy is going to get better. You're a little bit, like Sean mentioned, you're a little bit still behind us a little bit in time, but your economy is going to get better. Definitely do feel a major, again, for England even, I do feel like a major change is coming, maybe in leadership there, how they do things there. You know, there's a system in place that maybe needs to change a little bit, maybe change how they look at things. I definitely feel like that there's a change in the way of leadership in that country. Do still see the Queen still in power through 2013. I do see that still. But there could be a change towards the end of 2013 in her power and how they do things. I will tell you that Prince William is a part of that change, sort of like how President Obama is bringing change to our country. Prince William has been born to bring change to England. That's his purpose. And definitely do feel like that he will be stepping into that place. The baby that they're about to have plays a major part in the world ahead, and someday will be in leadership. I do believe that their baby will be a boy, and do see that being a part of leadership down the line. The one thing that I also will tell you, in 2014, I see like Prince Harry and Prince William working together. What I'm telling you is I do feel like that the monarchy, the way it is now, is going to be changing. So almost like president, vice president, things like that, do feel like that some of that will be in play over there, but in different form than what we have here. The one thing that needs to be alerted, and I want to say this out loud because there's some people that are going to be traveling there. I do feel like that there is a problem in Paris within about the next month or so. A security issue, but nothing really major. Just as long as people are paying attention, I believe that this could be stopped. So be it, you know, pay attention if you're going over to Paris, what's around you, who's around you, things like that. Be alert. So I feel like that those are things in play right now. So if you have questions that you would like to ask me, you can call me right now, 347-327-9316. Or you can drop me an email at spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com. You can also go to my personal website, which is www.insightswithmichael.com. There's a contact form right over there, and you can fill that out, and I will get back with you. If you don't hear from me, you know, try keep contacting me, because sometimes emails don't work. Let's talk about that really quick. Something just popped into my vision here. Technology. I do feel like that there is a problem with technology. Does look like a satellite or something gets hit in outer space. And so and that's going to block out communication for a little bit. This is going to affect, unfortunately, going to affect the United States. Not going to affect everybody. But it does look like it will affect like the from about the center where I'm at. Looks like it's going to affect the center of the United States and towards the West Coast. I feel like the East Coast will still have technology and stuff like that, but I do feel like that this is a communication satellite or something like that. But I feel like that this is going to affect computers and stuff for a short period while they get another satellite up there. So it does look like that there is a satellite that does get hit. They either repair it or they put a new one up there. So this is going to take a little bit of time. So I do feel like that technology is going to be affected short period of time, not a long period of time. But also when it does come back online, when it does come back, it will be better and stuff like that. Unfortunately, the news people are going to still be wanting to program you to be very much afraid of everything. That's going to change. Not right away, but that will change. So be really careful what you're feeding yourself through the news and what you're focused on. You know, news is big marketing and, you know, advertisers and stuff like that, okay? The one thing that's very interesting, if you're a sports person, I'm not really much in sports, but we'll cover that here really quick because there might be somebody that's into sports. I do feel like that a big announcement's coming. I feel like from I can't think of his name right now, but he was a bicycler. I do know that much. Like I said, I'm not a huge sports fan, but most people would know this person. He rode bicycles, and I do feel like that he is going to make a confession and come clean about some of the things that he has done. You're going to also find that in other sports people, major. This year, there's going to be a lot of people talking about drug use, talking about steroids, talking about that stuff. We need to get that out of our systems and out of the way we do things. And so these are going to be big, huge names of people in every sport coming clean about this stuff and how it is in all of our sports, unfortunately, right now. And but because it's doing a lot of damage. That stuff is not good on your body, and it's doing a lot of damage. The one thing that I also see in our country coming up is the way we process food. I feel like that the way we process food is going to be changing. I feel like the Spirit's trying to get our attention on that with all these health, you know, things, all these callbacks that we've had on food. If you look back in 2012, almost every day it felt like that there was a recall on something or there was a warning on something. So the way we process food, the way we look at food is going to be changing, and it needs to. A lot of our foods come from other countries that they don't have restrictions on stuff. So the way we process food in this country is going to be get stricter and stricter, I believe. Hold on for just a second. I'm seeing something in my vision here. I'm trying to get clear on this. Okay, that's not clear enough for me to even say anything about that, so I'm not going to say anything about that because that's not clear. That might get clearer, and I'll talk about it on some other show, but right now it's not clear enough for me to step out on that. But the one thing that I want to say is for all of us right now, as we go into 2013 for all of you and for me, is that year that we really go into us, really focusing on us, taking back our power in some ways. And I want to talk about that as we get ready to close out. I got about 16 minutes with you. And what I mean by power, it goes back to what I was talking about earlier, that knowing, you know, stepping back into that knowing, going back to that place of home. You know, as I grew, let's talk about that really quick. Remember, when I was a baby, when I was younger, anyhow, I don't know when you stopped being a baby, but when I was younger, I had a sense of knowing. I just felt that. I trusted that. Then as I got older, I began to feel like I couldn't trust that. I was taught by people that there were certain things that you just didn't do, or there's certain things that you just didn't feel, or there's just certain things that's not normal. I don't know what normal is, but a lot of people in my life told me that that's not normal. But when I ask what normal is, they can't really explain what normal is. So I don't know. Maybe if you figure it out, might you want let me know. But, you know, I think that, and then as I got, you know, through my teen years, You know, I really stepped away from spirituality. I really, you know, I stepped into religion. Please listen. I stepped into religion and I stepped out of my center. I started going into religion because I thought that that's what, you know, what I was supposed to do. That's what we were taught. You know, that's what you do. And that's where God is. And I think that in that, I'm not against religion. Please do not send me emails saying that I'm against religion, because you would be totally wrong. Okay? I'm not against religion. What I am against, though, is dogma and things like that, and where religion steps over boundaries and tries to take your power away from you. I'm against that. Because I believe that Spirit wants us to know Spirit for ourselves. And what fortunately happened with me is there was a time in my life where I made some bad choices, made some bad decisions, and really wasn't listening to the Spirit within me, really was in me and not in Spirit, listening to my head and not my heart, had lost a sense of knowing, but still it was in me, of course, but not really back the way it was when I was little. Because I got into fear, I got into not trusting, I got into, okay, maybe this is wrong, maybe I'm going crazy, maybe I shouldn't be doing this stuff. And I remember a time in my life when Spirit stepped in and said, Michael, you know, give yourself a break. And I began to feel that what I felt when I was little. It started the same way. It started with just me feeling. Then it started with me beginning to hear. Then it began with me being able to see. Then it began to be what it is now. It's into that place of knowing. It's like I've returned to center. It's like I know who I am and I know where I'm going. And that's awesome. And you can have that too. You can have that feeling too. But I'm telling you, there's a lot of things that we have to let go of. You know, for me, a lot of my belief systems, strong things that I believed in, strong things that I felt was right, had to be let go of. I had to teach my mind, reprogram my mind to think differently. At times, to even shut off. It was a very slow process. It didn't happen overnight. It took years of pain. It took years of me beating my head against the wall, saying, no, I don't want to change. I like the way I am. It feels right to me. But it wasn't right to me. And a lot of you are going through what I call spiritual tug of war. Have you ever, when you were a kid, we got about 11 minutes. When you were a kid, did you play tug of war? I did. I played tug of war. And what happens is some kids, a lot of times you're over a ditch of water or something. And then you get a rope. And there's a flag or something that's in the middle, and you're supposed to get it so far, and then that way you win. Well, you have resistance. Please listen to what Spirit wants to say to you. You have resistance. In your spiritual journey, my friends, right now you're in a tug of war with Spirit, and you are in a tug of war with your mind. Your Spirit knows what it knows. It's within you. It wants to teach you all kinds of amazing things. It wants to give you so many amazing things. But your mind is resisting change, resisting against you, pulling you into a pit. In other words, trying to destroy you in some ways. And if the Spirit hadn't stepped into my life, if the Spirit hadn't broke that rope and said, Michael, no, I wouldn't be talking to you right now. I might be talking to some of you if you're mediums, but I wouldn't be talking to all of you. We have to realize, friends, that everything that we do, everything that we say, especially as we go on to this year, is going to ripple. Everything you think ripples. The energies are very powerful as we go into 2013, more so than any other time of our lives. We live in amazing times. And we're going to be talking more about that as we go on. But we live in amazing times now. And I've stepped up to leadership. I've stepped up to where I needed to be, and I'm so glad. And I promise you that I will always do my very best to teach you truth. I will do my very best to give you what Spirit's given me. And Stephen just told me that he needs to talk. So the next voice you're going to hear, he's got 9 minutes. So the next voice you're going to hear, and if he needs to, it will go into archive. So I'm just going to let him talk. But the next voice you're going to hear will be Stephen. Stephen just said that he needs to talk to you. So the next voice you hear will be Stephen's. Greetings, my friends. I come to you tonight to, first of all, to tell you how much I love you, how much that I'm excited for you, and how much that things are opening up for you. I feel like that as you open up, as you let go of things, you are opening up more and more and more. You are expanding. You are growing. And that is a good thing. This is not a bad thing. This is something that has to happen, something that has to let you experience, something that you have to experience. But how you experience it more and more is that you just breathe. Relaxation is very important right now as you go into 2013. For you is relaxing. Some of you are so uptight. Some of you are wound up like little, like little tops. You are so tight. And there is no way that Spirit can even get in there because you are so tight. You are like squeezing yourselves. And you're putting too much pressure on you. Too much pressure you are putting on yourselves. And you do that. Spirit doesn't do that to you. Other people do not do that to you. You do that to you. You put too much pressure on yourself. The way you talk to yourself. The way you look at yourself. The way you view yourself. This is all things that have to change. All things that have to let go of. This is one thing that I would tell you. It is very important right now that you begin to trust Spirit. And a lot of you go, I do not trust something that I cannot see, something that I do not understand. But it's already in you. There's an understanding in you. There is already a feeling in you. This is within you. This is not outside of you. This is in you. Spirit is within you, not outside of you. A lot of you have been taught the opposite. A lot of you have said that you are separate from Spirit, that Spirit is something way out there in Wonderland somewhere. It is not out there, way, way, way out there. It is right inside of you. And once you get that, once you understand that, once you go to that, back to that place of knowing, then that is where you're going to find peace. That is where you're going to find love. That is where you're going to find all the things that you are looking for within you. Because within you, you are the I am energy. You are that. But knowing that, seeing that, feeling that is something that you have to learn how to do. It is a process. It is not something that is just going to be happening overnight. It is a process. A process is you letting go. A lot of you have to let go of ways that you have been taught. A lot of your belief systems have to go bye-bye and gone away, for they are holding you back. These are things that are holding you back. Fear is holding you back. Unforgiveness is holding you back. Anger is holding you back. All these things are not for your higher good. They are not to lift you up. They are to tear you down. And as you get torn down, then you tear other people down by expressing your emotions, by letting your hurt out of you. then you hurt other people, and this is not good. But if you heal yourself, if you would go inside and you would heal your heart, if you would heal that center of you, then you are going to be healed, you are going to be whole, you're going to be full of love, and then you are going to ripple that outside of you. You are going to be able to love other people. You are going to be able to let other people in. You are going to not be scared. You are not going to be untrusting. You are going to be open. And that is what I want to leave you with tonight as I get ready to leave. I want to say that you are opening, that you are expanding, and this is something that is good for you. So how you open is by meditation, by being quiet. Go into a sacred space. Go into that holy space that's within all of you, and you will find it. I say namaste to you, and I say amen. And I will talk to you again very soon. You all be good, and I will talk to you soon. Bye-bye. Okay. All right. I got 4 minutes to tell you that Andrew Keith will be with us tomorrow at 6 p.m. Thank you, Stephen, for those awesome words of wisdom and guidance, and I'll listen to the show later to find out what you said. Check out my website, www.insightswithmichael.com. It is growing and changing because I'm growing and changing, Night Rose. We are all growing. We are all changing. And as we open up more and more, as we begin to learn how to trust more and more, and it's a process. When I was a teenager, I didn't trust anything. I surely didn't trust me. I surely didn't trust something I couldn't put my hands on. But I've learned how to trust. I've learned how to trust a world that I love and I experience on a daily basis, which is a spiritual world without me and within me. I've learned how to do that. And you can learn how to do that too, and that's what I'm here to teach you. So you have a good night. Be with me tomorrow as we bring Andrew Keith here. He will be doing readings later on in the program. We will get to know him the first part of the program, and then he will be doing readings tomorrow. Information of him is on our website at www.spiritualtalkradio.net. All right. There you can find previous guests and stuff about the program. All right. Thank you so much for being here tonight. Thank you for listening to Spiritual Talk Radio archived. Archive listeners, I appreciate you guys so much. I wish you could listen to the show live. I know you can't. But I want you to know that I do love you. I am here for if you need me through email. It is spiritualtalkradio@ymail.com, all right? But I do appreciate you guys that listen to this show archived. There's a lot of people that listen to this show archived. So I just want to talk to you for just a minute and say thank you. All right. We're done. You all be blessed, be well, and I'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye.